Okay, our last presentation. We have, again, a couple of seats up here if anybody wants to sit. Our last presentation, this has been wonderful, is by Carlos Benilla. He's a project director at UCSF. He received his master's degree in clinical psychology from San Francisco State University and is currently a doctoral student in public health at UC Berkeley. He works at UCSF, directing an NIH-funded study examining parental influences on obesity in Mexican-American children, and he has a research interest in developing family-based interventions to prevent obesity in children. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Benilla.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone. Like she said, my name is Carlos Pena, and today I'll be talking about ideal child body size and parental perception of child weight in Mexican-American families. The results I'm reporting are taken from a baseline data set of a larger longitudinal study looking at parental influences on obesity in Mexican-American children. For today's talk, Dr. Lori Pash, who's in the audience, Dr. Jean Chichon and Cy DeGroat are co-authors, and this study was funded by an NIH National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute grant awarded to Dr. Jean Chichon. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So first, a little background to give some context for this. Overweight among U.S. children. In this slide, we see that for all children ages 6 to 11, 36% are reported to be overweight or obese, while for Latino children ages 6 to 11, 43% are reported to be overweight or obese. Latino children have seen the highest increases in obesity rates in the past 10 years. Some of the risk factors for obesity in children that have been identified in the literature include high cholesterol, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea, and metabolic syndrome. Latino children are reported to be at elevated risk for hypertension and type 2 diabetes. Psychosocial costs for children who are obese have also been found in some studies. Obese children are often rejected by peers, evaluated negatively by teachers, and develop a disturbed body image. In addition, obese children have low self-esteem and symptoms of depression, and these outcomes may persist into adulthood. So parents' perception of child weight. Parents are among the most influential people in a child's risk for overweight and obesity. And like in previous talks, meals and physical activity are known to be big factors in obesity. And so parents can do a lot to control the type of food that's brought into the home, the types of family routines that they set up around physical activity. And so that's why that's important. But parents are unlikely to intervene in reducing the child's excess weight if they don't see that their child is overweight or obese. And so overwhelming evidence indicates that mothers, including Latina mothers, tend to identify their overweight child as within a normal weight range. And this appears to be a universal phenomenon. They've found this in many different countries around the world. Few studies have included fathers' perception, so we are not sure how Latino fathers will perceive their child's weight status. That is one of the things that's really cool about our study, is that we have data on fathers. So why is studying perception of child weight important? The apparent disconnect between parental perception of child weight and the child's actual weight may be a barrier to effective communication between the physician and the parent. A better understanding of this issue would allow for more effective family-based interventions to be developed for Mexican-American families. And the reason why Mexican-American parents may underestimate a child's weight is unclear. It has been argued that some parents prefer chubbier children, some parents believe chubbier children are healthier. Reported underestimation of child weight in Latino families may reflect underlying cultural values. That is to say that Latino parents may prefer chubbier children. the possible link between preferred child weight and underestimation have not been addressed in previous studies. And it has also been argued that parents who are overweight themselves are less likely to identify a child as overweight. Okay, so here are study questions for today. Do Mexican-American parents underestimate child weight? Do Mexican-American parents who prefer a chubbier child underestimate child weight? And is parental BMI associated with underestimating weight? So, like I mentioned earlier, these data are taken from a longitudinal study with three assessment periods: baseline, 1 year, and 2 year. The participants were recruited from Kaiser. Mother, father, and child were invited. Mother was of Mexican origin, and mother had to agree to participate. So not all fathers did, unfortunately. Child was 8 to 10 years old at the start of the study. Each assessment included two home visits with mother, father, and child, and it consisted of interviews, detailed 24-hour dietary recall, child activity monitor for 3 days, height and weight measures, and we videotaped a family evening meal times, so about 150 families, and we're still assessing that. All right, so here's some basic information about the study participants so you can get an idea of what they're like. We have 326 families in our study, but after dropping those with incomplete data, information from 312 mothers and 173 fathers was analyzed. The majority of children were born in the U.S., while most of the parents were born in Mexico. Parents' average years of education was about 11 years for both mothers and fathers, and mean occupational status was 3.23 for mothers and 3.73 for fathers. And this is on a scale ranging from 1 to 9, with 1 being low-skilled and 9 being highly skilled. So these parents were mostly in low-skilled jobs. Okay. And the children, 52% of children were normal weight, while 48% of children were overweight or obese. And this is higher than the national average that I reported earlier, which is around 43%. And if you're curious, 53% of the children were female for this analysis. Okay. And so measuring ideal body size. To do this, parents were shown two sets of drawings of children, one of boys and one of girls, and were asked, which figure shows the way you think is best for girls or boys to look, which figure looks the healthiest, and which figure looks the cutest? And so this slide shows a drawing of female children that we use. This was developed by Collins and later adapted by Olvera. And this slide shows a drawing of male children that we use. Now, the images did get a little distorted when I put them onto the PowerPoint, but this gives you an idea of what they were looking at, okay? And let's see. To measure perception of child's weight, parents responded to this question: how would you describe your child's weight? And the response options range from very underweight to very overweight. Okay, and there's a lot of numbers here, but the basic idea is here that this is showing us the correspondence between the parent's perception of child weight and the child's BMI category. So if we look at the first column under, the second column under normal, we see that approximately 25% of children in the normal weight range were identified as underweight. So 34 mothers and 22 fathers. And in the next overweight category, we see that with 46% of overweight children for the moms were considered to be normal weight or underweight, and then for the dad, it was 21 or 64%. So about half of the parents were perceiving their child to be underweight or underestimating their weight. And then for the obese population, we see that the majority of the obese children or that were in the obese range were perceived by their parents to either be normal weight or slightly overweight. So basically altogether, 42% of parents underestimated their child's weight, 40% of moms, and 44% of dads. Okay, so it is happening here in this population. Okay, so I just wanted to give you this to show you a little bit more of the statistics. That we, in order to examine whether higher ideal body child body size underestimated their child's weight, we conducted two hierarchical multiple regressions, one for each parent, predicting underestimation of the child weight. Oops. And basically what we see here is that fathers with younger children underestimated their child's weight more to a greater degree compared to fathers with older children. For both parents, those who were heavier themselves underestimated their children's weight more. And then we were interested, for both parents too, those who endorse a heavier ideal child body size, they also underestimated their children's weight more. And we were curious about the interaction between child gender and ideal child body size. Some of the literature has indicated that parents might be okay with a heavier boy than a girl, but we did not find a significant interaction for the mothers or the fathers. So basically, to recap, parents who endorsed heavier ideal child body sizes underestimated their children's weight more. Parents who were heavier underestimated their children's weight more. And fathers with younger children underestimated their children's weight more. Okay. So in summary, parents underestimated their children's weight and often did not realize when their child was overweight or obese. Parents who preferred a chubbier child were particularly susceptible to not realizing they had an overweight child. And overweight parents were less likely to realize they had an overweight child. Okay. So we now have some insight that parents' preferred child body size is associated with the perception of child weight. So obesity interventions with families should be sensitive to perceptions of child weight in Mexican-American parents. We can develop better strategies for physicians to take into account parents' preferred child body size. And so I wanted to just give you a little bit of an anecdote. My parents are Mexican immigrants, and I remember being a child, and I have a brother who's 2 years younger than me, and I tended to always be like the thinner one, and my brother was a little bit like bigger. And I remember going to the doctor. The doctor was Jewish, white, growing up in East LA, and we'd go to the doctor, and the doctor would always comment about my brother's weight. He was always a little bit bigger than me, and so that my mom needed to, you know, just kind of be aware of that it's a possible problem. And I remember my mom being frustrated and the doctor looking a little frustrated and getting home and my mom saying kind of like, oh, he's just from the U.S., he doesn't really kind of get it, you know? And so I think that's kind of what we're getting at here, you know, that interventions can help parents maybe identify the line between being gordito, you know, and actually being obese. That once they cross that line, that these kids have potential for a lot of other disease, and as they get older, you know, physicians can be educated that for some Mexican American families, that this is, you know, this is something that's important to them. They could perceive it as an attack of their values, possibly. It might inadvertently shut down the communication. The parents might also view that the U.S. values skinny children. I think it's been talked about here that we want to get away from this idea about weight. And we want to focus on, are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting enough physical activity in the day? What types of food are they eating, like portion sizes? You know, that's really the message. And so maybe when we just talk about weight to the parents, we're going to shut the conversation down. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. And so lastly, I would like to acknowledge the other co-investigators and the UCSF research team for their contribution.